podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So yesterday, Emily was telling me about her search for a house. And you said it was necessitated by a sign from the universe.
Absolutely. We have been toying with, do we, you know, stay in our neighborhood with the, you know, the townhouse neighborhood that we live in? Do we leave? Do we stay or do we go now? And we looked for some things, but you know how the market is. And I just realized it was way too volatile for what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. But then the universe stepped in and said, no, Emily, it's okay. You need to move. And the reason is this, because where my back patio, I have this, it's like a tree farm, you know, it's an agricultural zone.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty cool.
And it's so gorgeous. So I just go out there, I sit, it's trees and you can see the mountains and it's just lovely and it's just perfect.
It's woodsy.
However, they just did a meeting and they are rezoning said plot of land, yeah, not for agricultural. They're going to put in a drive-through restaurant, a strip mall, which features a dispensary and a pawn shop. So my view will no longer be my my sweet trees. Yeah.
So and what's wrong with that?
So I think that after kind of toying with moving and the universe stepped in and said, nope, you need to move. Everything happens for a reason. And so we are now, I mean, we are in it to
But before
to
win you
it.
Go, let's get high first and sell your bike.
Sell your mom's jewelry.
Make a killing.
Got to pay for the
How do you know this
somehow?
Isn't going to be a good thing, though? All this might get built up and it might really it just increase your value of your
place,
too.
I think we're peaking right now because of the location. But no, when you, because it's going to be a parking lot with bright lights and all this traffic. Yeah. And
it might be convenient, though. It's a convenience thing.
Really, how often do you need to go to the pawn shop?
Why
Jeremy?
Do you not me, but others might.
Somebody needs to go. Yeah. Why do you need to assign this to an quote, everything happens for a reason?
Because we had been toying with it in the past and we just weren't ready to commit and say, yes, we need to move. So then the universe said, no, we're going to throw.
Here's
we're
your
gonna,
sign.
We're going to push over these dominoes and you need to get out of here.
See, I'm that guy who says, doesn't the universe have better things to do than worry about a pawn shop and a pot dispensary being put in? I don't think things happen for a reason. I think things happen and then other things happen because of that, but it's not for a reason. Because to me, things happen for a reason implies some sort of grand plan that was written, you know, at the beginning
the
of time,
right.
And that it's going to happen regardless. And I don't subscribe to that.
It's the energy. It is what you attract. And I have been ruminating
on. You're attracting stoners.
Yeah, but I don't think the universe said, you know what? In 2015, Emily's going to want to move. So in 2015, we're going to put in a pawn shop by our house. And that will urge her to move. I don't think the universe works that way.
Not in 2015, but it did recently when I started wondering and putting all these feelings out there. I'm magic.
So did you attract this pawn shop then maybe? Because your feelings were out there?
So
maybe.
So what you're saying is you screwed all your neighbors because you're going to move and you're going to leave them with a pawn shop.
All of my jerk neighbors are the ones that voted yes to rezone the land. So screw them. I'm out.
Yeah, so that's essentially what you do. You're giving the finger to all your neighbors.
Well, they gave the finger to me first.
You attracted it. You brought it there and then you're leaving.
It's just a sign that we're doing the right thing. It's all happening for a reason. There is a bigger, better purpose.
What if you go somewhere else and it's worse?
Well, that won't be the case.
Yeah, is
you
there
don't
a
know.
Reason
like,
for that?
This isn't like happy, good feelings that like you could move and everything would be great. Maybe this is a sign that there's danger ahead.
No, don't think so.
You know, and
nice try, though.
Just saying.
I realized that not being on board the everything happens for a reason, because people, I think 9 out of 10 people like to subscribe to that. I think not being on that makes you some sort of outcast, because I actually had somebody who wanted to stop going out with me because I scoffed at her everything because she brought it up too much. It was everything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like if we hit a red light on the waves, and she goes, "Well, everything happens for a reason." I'm like, right. "Really? The universe cares about this red light?"
We could have gotten in a car accident
exactly.
If that light was green.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Gracious!
I'm breaking up with you. What does that mean?
There's the reason.
That happened for a reason too, didn't it? Uh-huh. Jeremy, once you asked Siri something about this.
I don't have time for this crap.
She told me.
Really? Siri is on
See,
my
the,
side.
No, the universe is on my side because she ruined that little bit since you played it at the same time.
No.
Yeah. Aww.
It's going to be worse. I'm telling you right now. Don't move.
No, I'm moving.
Oh, don't be an idiot.
Thanks, Siri.
Oh, don't be an idiot.
Oh, don't be an idiot. Oh, don't be an idiot.
I hate you. I hate you and Siri.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.